speaking to reporters outside One Seneca Tower with Metrorail trains passing nearby, Schumer said Monday that shutting down Main Street to vehicular traffic since the 1980s has been, quote, a flop. And he says all the new jobs being created by M&T Bank's new technology hub in Buffalo's tallest building will strengthen the city's application for a $25 million grant for the final phase of the Cars on Main Street project. So far, the Brooklyn Democrat has helped secure $53 million for other portions of the project, and he says he's optimistic the city's latest grant will be approved.
The reason we're optimistic is the previous two grants have been regarded not just by us, but by DOT as extremely successful.
Mayor Byron Brown says if funding's approved, the city will have received over $100 million in grants for new infrastructure on Main Street.
We have seen, as we have opened Main Street to vehicular traffic, significant economic development investment by the private sector that matches the infrastructure investment that has been put in by the public sector.
Schumer says M&T's economy-jolting, job-creating investment tells us that Buffalo's back in a big way. He says the Department of Transportation is expected to decide on the grant in 3 to 6 months. If approved, it would help cover the cost of returning vehicular traffic to Main Street between Exchange and Church Streets. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.